And now, Weld and Deng.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm good. Tell us about Sisters Matsumoto. I have the disadvantage of not having seen it, so I will be there to see this because I don't miss a single LA Theater Works recording. They're so wonderful. But tell us about this particular show. It seems to me it's of extra added import at this particular time.
That's right. That's right. The play is set in Stockton, California, in 1946 at the end of World War II. And, Philip Congotanda's play is about a Japanese American family that actually returns home from camp. And they have to pick up the pieces. They were shipped off to an Arkansas internment camp and they returned back to Stockton, California. It does have a lot of renewed resonance because of the current government policies and rhetoric that continue to inflame, you know, anti-immigration sentiment.
Exactly. And there's a very special event happening after the Saturday performance at 3 o'clock. And we should say this, of course, is at the UCLA James Bridges Theater, as all of these performances are. It's opening on Friday, November 16th. That's a week from tonight. And then that's at 8 o'clock, Saturday at 8 o'clock. But also after the 3 p.m. matinee performance on Saturday, a very special event. Of course, actor-activist George Takei,
yes,
who we just love, and of course lived through this type of internment as a child.
Right.
And he's going to discuss with the playwright the play and its import.
Right. George is my role model. In fact, you know, I grew up in Hawaii. I watched him on Star Trek and said, hey, you know, he's probably one of the reasons why I eventually went into theater and moved to LA. But, you know, really, short story is that George and I actually met on the set of MacGyver, the first MacGyver series, back when. And we have been in contact ever since then. And so it will be really great to have him on the post-show discussion.
Well, and I think it would be especially deep and personal because, of course, the playwright himself, his family was among
right.
the 120,000 Japanese Americans that were forced into these camps.
Right, right.
And then, of course, George lived through it himself. So there's an extra added punch to it, I think, to
right,
what they
right.
have to say.
In fact, this year actually marks the 76th anniversary of FDR's Executive Order 9066 to send the 120,000 Japanese Americans into what the Japanese Americans coin as concentration camps, America's concentration camps. And yeah, there were thousands of families who were forced from their homes, and a lot of them were waiting at Santa Anita Park to be shipped off to all these various locations.
You know, it's interesting. I did get a chance to get down to the Aritani Theater when George's musical
Allegiance yes.
was running, and it was extraordinary. And so this kind of follows in that vein, and it'll be really interesting, of course, the playwright being there in person. Tell us about the cast and this particular group of people that's assembled. Of course, the rehearsal process is almost non-existent. They do have script in hand, but it's by no means any kind of a staged reading or anything like that. It's full out.
Right.
And they are rehearsed, but it is over a very short period of time. So talk about the cast that's been assembled for this, and then how you go about putting this together for an audience on the 16th.
Right. Well, we have an amazing cast. Keiko Agena, many people may know her from The Gilmore Girls, Better Call Saul, 13 Reasons Why. She plays the youngest sister of the family, Rose. We have June Angela, who's a Tony nominee for Shogun when it was on Broadway. She is playing the oldest sister, Grace. And we also have Susie Nakamura, who has been on The Goldbergs and Blackish and was a series regular on Dr. Ken, and she plays the middle sister, Chiz. in terms of the men, we have Greg Watanabe, who was on Allegiance in Broadway and also performed at the Aratani Theater in that same production of Allegiance. We have Ryan Yu, who is actually on tour with Hold These Truths by playwright Jeannie Sakata. The play was actually world premiered at East West Players, and now it has gone all over the country. Again, it has so much resonance with what's happening today. They are the husbands. And then there's also Kurt Kanazawa, who plays the young suitor to Rose. So we're very, very excited about that.
And I did just want to give a brief aside. You are the former artistic director of East West Players, correct?
Right, right.
And I just want to give a little shout out. You know, their current production, Viet Gong, looks very, very intriguing. And I want to suggest people get down there to see that as well, playing in Little Tokyo. But now, how did you relate to this? You mentioned you're from Hawaii.
Right, right.
So, which is a whole World War II loaded.
Right. And certainly, you know, I have my own stories with, you know, my father served in the army, and my mother drove a supply truck in Pearl Harbor during that time. So, but they didn't have that. The U.S. did not have that opportunity to incarcerate the Japanese Americans in Hawaii because there were so many. So they didn't do
that. That's really intriguing. You know, it didn't even occur to me till you mentioned you were from Hawaii, because we're familiar with what happened, you know, in the continental United States, but you don't even think about what the situation was in Hawaii, because that was the direct attack on Pearl Harbor. I would think would be very, very difficult for the Japanese Americans.
Sure, and the internment also happened in Canada as well to the Japanese Canadians.
These are all fascinating issues that, you know, I don't know much about.
Right.
There have been some wonderful documentaries, by the way, on this topic, and this promises to be, you know, as we said, very resonant in the current climate, which is just so horrific, demonization of the other.
Right, that's right. I mean, I think that many Americans are still unaware of this event. So little of it is said in our history books, you know, and so this is a great opportunity to see a story that has real resonance today with what's happening.
And then how do you sort of relate to the material? You've got these actors coming in whom you may or may not have worked with before.
Right.
And you do have to do this in such a short period of time.
Right.
How do you kind of get that shorthand to, because the impact of these plays is remarkably powerful.
Right.
But yet you have such a short amount of time to put it together. So how do you kind of cut to the chase?
Well, the great thing is that I have a long history with the playwright Philip Congotanda. We've done a number of his plays during through the years at East West Players. And we were actually fortunate at East West Players to produce this show back in the early 2000s when it first came out. So I'm well aware of the history and the power of Sisters Matsumoto. And I've worked with most of the cast members, and we'll be really excited to work with all of them. But in this particular case, you know, it's very interesting because we live in a culture of now. Everything is, you know, you have your phone, you know, you want to see something, you know, you go to the phone, you look up the information and all of that. And I teach at USC. I teach directing there. Mm-hmm. And the kids are always saying, there has to be a way in which we can access theater easily because we have this phone, because we are the culture of now. And LA Theater Works is the perfect organization, perfect mission in terms of recording these plays for an audience and to make it available through streaming, through podcasts, so that you can, at any moment, you can pick a play and watch it, and you can use it as research. It's a great educational tool.
I know they work a lot in the schools, and of course, we carry the broadcast here on KPFK on Sunday nights at 10 o'clock.
Right.
And I always like to suggest to people to go and see it recorded and then listen to it, because it's a very different experience.
Right.
And you hear the words in a different way. But the excitement of being there while it's being recorded, I think, gives you kind of an extra added bonus. I just saw Little Foxes there with a wonderful, wonderful cast headed by Joanne Whalley. And they never fail to have just top-notch, best of the best. And this, I'm sure, will prove to be no exception to that. Again, we're talking about Sisters Matsumoto. It's upcoming at LA Theater Works. It will run Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There used to be a Thursday night performance, so you've got even less time now to see this. So you'll want to go to latw.org. It's happening Friday night at 8, Saturday night at 8, and Saturday matinee at 3, and Sunday at 4. My in-studio guest, again, is Tim Dang, and he is the director of this wonderful play by Philip Kankutanda.
Correct.
Wonderful. Who will be there for this panel discussion after the 3 o'clock Saturday matinee with George Takei. I want to thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. And we're going to go out with a little more Paul Butterfield. I do want to announce we have a giveaway for Red Cat. This is for tomorrow night. It's Carmina Escobar. If you heard her on John Schneider's show yesterday, you know how innovative and just wild this performance is going to be. So if you'd like to go to Red Cat tomorrow night at 8:30, call 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK for a pair of tickets if you're a listener subscriber, if you haven't won anything in the last couple of months. Thank you.